CBS High in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. He's also birthday boy, Bob Zimmerman. This is Behind the Black's annual fundraising at Bob's birthday. Your generosity is much appreciated. The subscription is available. So is a donation to keep the stories coming of the rise and triumph of commercial space. That is in front of us. Replacing the 20th century big space model with commercial space brings in the joy of competition. There will be failure. There will be success. People will come in and drop out. As of yet, Wall Street is only touched upon commercial space through Virgin Galactic. It is coming. Big money is coming. But right now we begin with a milestone in the month of February. SpaceX is achieving something in 3 days that, Bob, a very good evening to you. Let us celebrate SpaceX. What have they done in 3 days?
Well, John, that was a mistake in my email. Sorry, that's not your fault. It's 4 days, which isn't a big deal. In 4 days, in the last 4 days, SpaceX completed 3 launches. This provides us more evidence that them completing more than 50 launches, one a week in this year, is very, very doable. 4 days ago, they launched an Italian military communications satellite. Then they followed it up with a Starlink launch 2 days ago. Yesterday, they launched a National Reconnaissance Orbiter launch, and then they launched a 49 more Starlink satellites. That's almost 100 in 1 week. The most interesting thing was that the third launch for the National Reconnaissance Office was using a new first stage. That's only the third time SpaceX has launched with a new third stage in 2 years. Almost every launch they do now is with a reused first stage. Their success is interesting, too, from another perspective. One of my readers pointed this out. SpaceX has now launched 112 times successfully, and the Falcon 9 itself, which is probably a record for the most consecutive successful flights, I'd have to check that. I'm not 100% sure. But what's more interesting is the Falcon 9 has now flown as many successful flights as the space shuttle did. And it did it in one-third the time, John. This is the success of competitive commercial space that has to make a profit. You got to deliver, and when you do great things.
NASA and SpaceX are investigating a parachute failure. What? Where, Bob? Where did it happen?
Well, this is a failure is a little it's too strong a statement. During the return to Earth of the Inspiration 4 private crew flying on Resilience, the Dragon capsule Resilience, back in November, during the descent with the parachutes, when the parachutes released, one of the parachutes delayed its release, and it didn't open up initially. So they were coming down on only 3 parachutes. Now, the thing is designed to safely come down on 3 parachutes, so it wasn't there was no danger at that point, but it didn't open. It finally opened up when they got near the ground and worked fine. But it appears that a cargo Dragon capsule that returned, early last week, the same thing happened. One of the parachutes delayed opening and then inflating. And so NASA and SpaceX are now investigating this. In both cases, the delay of the parachute inflating is not a safety issue or a failure issue, but they want to know why that's happening, so they're investigating it. I just thought it's important to note this for my readers and for your listeners. That's all, John.
We go to NASA and ISS. Bob, remind me the timeline on ISS. Is it retiring? Is it extending? Is there 2024, 2029? I've gotten lost in all of the conversation about it.
Well, it's both being extended and it's dying, let's say. Anyway, NASA, the Biden administration has announced that they want to extend ISS to 2030. But NASA also updated its plan for the ISS's future and deorbit this week. That's what my story on Behind the Black is. They are admitting that they're going to deorbit it in around the beginning of 31. They will actually control descent, burn up in the atmosphere. To a certain extent, I'm sure by that time that might not happen, because maybe a lot of the commercial space stations in orbit might say, can we salvage some of the parts and not burn it up? But I'm anticipating that. NASA is planning to deorbit it in 31. But what was more interesting about the plan, this plan for ISS's future, not just includes the description of how they're going to deorbit it, but it also describes what NASA wants to do over the next 8 years while it's still in operation. And what NASA is saying is, and let me read from this this report from NASA. It is, quote, it is NASA's goal to be one of many customers of commercial low Earth orbit destination services, i.e. private space stations, purchasing only the goods and services the agency needs. That quote, a close quote, that quote is pretty much coming right out of my policy paper from 2017, Capitalism in Space, where I said, NASA should be a customer. It should buy its services from the private market. It should not build anything like a rocket or a space station. And NASA has been doing that. It signed agreements with three companies to build space stations, to provide them some development money and also indicate they want to be a customer. It's got Axiom, a fourth customer, a company that's building modules for ISS that will eventually detach from ISS and be their own space station when the station's ready to go away. And so NASA is already making that transition to private space. And it is their recognition, as we just outlined with SpaceX, that a private company is with a bottom line they have to meet, do things faster, quicker, for far less cost. NASA says it hopes to be able to save about up to $2 billion a year by not building a space station. I personally think, and they say they could put that money to planetary uses, planetary missions. But I personally think that unless SLS gets canceled, it will suck up all that saved money because it's just so expensive and hard to launch.
Commercial space, however, has great plans for low Earth orbit and hotels, I believe. But let's go to the story about Axiom. What is Axiom, Bob?
Well, I just mentioned Axiom is part of this transition NASA is doing from government stations to private stations. Axiom is a private company that's going to launch in another year or so a module to ISS that it's going to be its own commercial module. It's not NASA controlled, and they're going to add modules to it. And eventually, then they'll detach from ISS and it'll be its own space station. Well, Axiom in advance of that is going to launch some private commercial passenger flights to ISS. And the first one, it's called AX1, is scheduled to launch at the end of March. And Axiom has announced its four crew people, its crewman, who is a former NASA astronaut, and then the three passengers. And what has happened now is that NASA and the other international partners on the ISS have approved those passengers and that astronaut. The astronaut, Michael Lopez Alegria, there was never any question. He has been at ISS numerous times. But the other three are first-timers, and they're passengers, paid passengers. And so, you know, they're going to the government space station, so they have a right to approve those passengers and also to have some say in what they'll do while they're there. NASA wants them to do experiments, and Axiom agrees, and so do they. They already have some agreements planned, and other experiments are under review by NASA and Axiom for what they'll do. But they've now been approved for a March 30th launch to ISS for about 8 days.
That date, 2031, is compelling, Bob, because it's less than 10 years. Do you... at this point, see evidence that there will be multiple space stations in orbit by 2031 with customers?
Oh, I think by 2027, we will have in orbit American private stations, probably two or three and maybe four. There are four right now in the works with major money. That's four. And then for major companies, we're not talking about, you know, startups. These are big companies like Northrop Grumman and Axiom, which is established now with flights, and Blue Origin is a partnership with others. So this is real. It's not that I don't think there's any question about when we're going to have multiple stations, but well before ISS needs to be retired.
Orbex, UK. What is Orbex?
Orbex is a private small-sat rocket company startup in Great Britain. It's a British company, and they are planning to launch from Space Hub Sutherland, which is a new spaceport being built in Scotland. It's now been approved, and it's under construction. Now, Orbex has a rocket it calls Prime, and they built a test stand launch pad in their facilities near to Space Hub Sutherland. And they've now announced that they have applied, they have submitted their application for a launch license from the United Kingdom Civil Aviation Authority. That's essentially the same as the FAA in the United States that issues these licenses. They have not announced a launch date, though previous announcements I posted on Behind the Black suggested they would launch in 22, before the end of this year. They're now getting ready to start doing static fire tests of the rocket, as well as full dress rehearsals of launch procedures at their facility. And if that's the case, it does indicate that Orbex is moving aggressively towards its launch and might make 22 this year, John. That they've applied for a launch license with the UK is a big deal. This would be the first launch from the UK since the 1960s, and that would be a very big deal.
We have a positive report here from Blue Origin about the New Glenn rocket. It's been a long time waiting, so remind us about the New Glenn. What is it meant to do?
New Glenn is Blue Origin's orbital rocket. It is supposed to be comparable, even superior, to SpaceX's Falcon 9. It is several years behind schedule. The delays have been a combination of several things, mostly, though, related to the delay in getting Blue Origin's BE-4 rocket engine operational and flight-worthy. But this year, just recently, Blue Origin released footage of a successful test of the jettison of its of the two fairing halves that will be on the rocket at the top. These are the shroud that protects any payload, and when they get into space, they can dump it and they release it. SpaceX recovers them and reuses them routinely. It's not known whether Blue Origin will do that. I kind of doubt it based on the present design. But either way, they did a test of that at the Glenn Research Station in Ohio, where they literally had the spacecraft in a vacuum chamber, the nose cone, and then they did a jettison where it broke off. The two halves separated and released, and that was a success. This is encouraging because it does that. We have other information that says that Blue Origin has also completed its launch pad in Florida. So these are two very good signs. They want to try to launch the New Glenn this year. I am doubtful that's going to happen because of the BE-4 engine situation. But I do think that this news suggests they are now finally aggressively moving towards actual launch, John. Finally.
Right. We need the New Glenn to weigh in because SpaceX has a comparable booster and competition is best. SLS, Bob, yes. A delay. How much?
Ever get a feeling of deja vu, John? NASA has announced that the wet dress rehearsal of the SLS rocket, this is where they roll it out to the launch pad from the VAB, do a full countdown, fueling and everything, right to T-minus zero, and then they stop, and then they roll it back to the VAB to check everything out to make sure everything worked. That wet dress rehearsal was supposed to happen in mid-February. NASA has now announced that they are going to give themselves additional time to complete closeout activities inside the VAB. And so now they're looking for a March. Instead of a February, a March wet dress rehearsal a month. They're giving themselves more time. This is not how private companies function. They try to compress time. NASA is a government agency, so they like to expand time whenever they can, make things easy, you know, put pressure on anyone. And so they're looking at March. They say they're going to then aim for an April or May launch of SLS. I doubt it. I think it's more likely going to be in midsummer when that happens, John.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. This is happy birthday month for Bob Zimmerman. Your donations, your subscriptions, most generous. And we're heading to Bob's Sunspot Update. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.